This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
Well, someday I hope to find that land of funny wine where the coffee grows on the white oak tree.
Andrew Marlin and Emily France are back with a new Mandolin Orange recording. It's called Blindfaller. The duo recorded their fifth album in their hometown of Chapel Hill during a week off between tour dates. It builds on their mix of folk, country, and bluegrass while always keeping the spotlight on their captivating vocal harmonies. Emily and Andrew will be back in the area for three shows in Saxapaha, Raleigh, and Carrboro toward the end of November, but join me now. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
So we've been listening to Echo, which is one of a few tunes with tree references in it, but I like coffee beans growing on oak trees. Emily, you take the lead on a couple of songs here, including the opener, Hey Stranger. What makes that one a song that you had to be the singer on?
I'm not really sure. We're always kind of digging around to figure out which songs are going to be the best ones for me to sing because Andrew does all the writing. And that was one that actually kind of morphed during that week when we were in the studio. It was kind of an up-tempo waltz, and we recorded it that way in the studio, and we just weren't really feeling convinced by it. So one night at home during that week, kind of came up with a new rhythm, a new arrangement for it, and then just recorded it that way. And I felt like I was a little more hands-on than I usually am in coming up with a new arrangement for it. So it definitely feels like my song to sing.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Hey, stranger, there's danger down the line. You'll find heartache and trouble and all your good times. Tell you no lie, there's no burden greater in life. As soon as you pick yourself up, just say hey to your loved ones, they'll all turn away. Don't go living with trouble in mind. There's no burden greater.
You've done some dates with full bands before, but is this the first time you're going out for a big tour with a full band?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so. And, it feels like on this record especially, you know, we've had bands on other records, but on this one I feel like we didn't try to hide the fact that we had a band.
We feel great about how they're coming across live because it didn't really take all that much effort because that's how we recorded them in the studio, and we kind of arranged them with Kyle Keegan, who's on drums, and Clint Mulligan, who's playing bass. And so it really just feels like that's how the songs are supposed to sound.
The last song on Blindfaller is just the two of you singing over an electric guitar. And I can't help but think that that'll be one of those songs that you play and you can hear a pin drop. As an audience member, I love those moments. They're magic. Do they feel that way to you as performers?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, anytime you look out at the end of a song and realize that there are actually people out there and they weren't saying anything when you were singing is always a good feeling, you know? But yeah, I mean, it could also be kind of nerve wracking too. You know, you're like, you know, people are actually listening and paying attention, and all of a sudden the notes you're playing and the notes you're singing hold a lot of weight.
With so much time to spend, why paint this house again when the floorboards creak? Pull you from your slumber. Well, I'd hold you till the end. But honey, even oaks must bend if we intend to stick with one another. So take this heart of gold and melt it down. Then I'll come around. I'll come around and tread lightly in your eyes. And honey, I can't live a life, but a life without you could never still.
Wildfire sounds like a really personal song, and what prompted you to write this song about a son of the South?
Man, many, many years of living in the South have prompted me to write that one. You know, I think, I think this is kind of a heated time, you know what I mean, for everybody. And people are kind of being forced to take stances on things they, in the past, have kind of just written off and saying, like, you know, this doesn't affect me, I don't need to take a stand on this. And so I think in some ways that's a good thing. And I wanted to actually, I guess it's a good thing. But yeah, I guess with this song, I just wanted to state how I feel about, you know, racism in the South, and especially, you know, these days, and hopefully, I don't know, speak my mind in a positive way, and hopefully not piss too many people off. And if I do, they probably deserve to be pissed off anyways, you know.
Well, it doesn't really, you know, I don't feel like it beats people over the head.
Right.
And it's beautiful at cool. the same time. So it's, you know, that's a good way to get it in.
Beautifully throwing punches, I guess.
There you go. Yeah, that's a way to do it.
One funny tidbit I think about that song is that it is very much about the South and the things that we grapple with living here and being from here. And we recorded it and afterward realized, as we were processing everything the song was about, that it's the same chord progression as Sweet Home Alabama.
No.
That's obviously great. In a very different sort of rhythm, but it is the same chord progression. Thought that
That's
was fitting.
One of those happy accidents there.
How about that? Well, you know, I can see that happening in concert.
Just take it right into
Let's
it.
Hope not.
Let's hope not. Emily France and Andrew Marlin are Mandolin Orange. You can hear songs from the new release Blind Faller on our HD2 channel and streaming at wuncmusic.org. They'll be in the Triangle for a series of shows in late November. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Civil War came, Civil War went. Brother fought brother, South was spent. But it's true to my hatred passed down through the years. It should have been different, it could have been easy, but pride has a way of holding too firm.